It's that time once again, time for the Jason Kirtman Show. I'm yours truly, Jason Kirtman, still plugging away at trying to bring back that nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way things used to be in America. We're remembering one of America's greatest time frames, the mid-30s to the late 70s, while we make new memories. We do that by living a philosophy of being kind and good. Remember when our word was as good as a written contract? Remember when young people showed respect? Remember when you knew your neighbors by name and they knew you by yours? That's what that nickel soda pop is all about, bringing yesteryear into today. Now let's get started with some great stuff. This hour I've got some great comedy by Jeannie Robertson, and as always, great music to inspire those memories of our younger days. Let's get the show moving with a little music. I'll be right back right here on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Dum 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 be do be dum 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 be do be dum 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 be do be dum. Whoa 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 whoa. I love love you.
Was Come and Go With Me by the Beach Boys. Here's Tossin' and Turnin' by Bobby Lewis.
Baby, baby, you did something to me. I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you. Baby, things weren't right. I kicked the blankets on the floor, turned my pillow upside down. I never, never did before, because I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. Jumped out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning. Turn on the light, I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen far behind, rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. I couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door, because I was tossing, turning. Hey, yeah, I'm turning, I'm tossing and turning. But day, 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 I was a tossing. Hey, hey, turning, tossing, tossing.
I don't hold jail against you, but I hate a liar.
Girl, to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a love oh so true, and the hand that I can hold, feel you near as I grow old. 'Cause I want a girl my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know how, I hope she'll hear my plea. Some way, I don't know how, she'll bring her love to me. Dream lover, until then, I'll go to sleep. Again, that's the only thing to do till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then I'll go to sleep and dream again. Girl, to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Please don't make me dream alone. I beg you, don't make me dream alone.
That was Dream Lover by Bobby Darin. Here's Sweet Nothings by Brenda Lee.
Uh-huh, honey. All right. My baby whispers in my ear, sweet nothing. He knows the things I like to hear, sweet nothing. Things he wouldn't tell nobody else. Secret, baby, I keep them to myself, sweet nothing. Walk along hand in hand, sweet nothing. Yeah, we both understand, sweet nothing. Sitting in class or trying to read my book, my baby give me that special look, sweet nothing. Thank you.
darling daughter, that's enough for tonight.
Sweet nothing.
Here's The Wild One by Bobby Rydell.
Cinnaberry, listening to your program, enjoying your program. Songs that I haven't heard for years that all bring back good memories. It's a pleasure to be able to tune in every week and just enjoy a little bit of life.
Deep inside.
That was the Bellamy Brothers with Let Your Love Flow. Here's the Beverly Hillbillies with Lady Lessons.
Ellie Mae! Oh, Ellie Mae!
Yeah, Miss Jane?
It's time for your Lady Lessons.
Lady Lessons? Well, doggies, Ellie, you're gonna be a lady.
Now, dear, pay strict attention. Here's your lesson, how to be a lady. Today we shall do well, on fashion we shall dwell.
I'd rather go and climb a tree.
Oh, come now, dear. My couturier will dress you as a lady. First, an ermine wrap and gowns and shoulder strap.
I'd rather have a muskrat trap.
No, 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 Ellie Mae. When a gentleman kisses your hand, Ellie Mae, you just stand there and say, enchanté.
Ooh, that's when I want
them. Oh, Ellie, in fact, you hold up your hand and say, sir, you delight me.
But I'd sure not want my papers to bite me.
Ooh, quel faux pas. But next we'll buy perfumed soap to keep you sweet as heather.
I'd say nope to any soap that ain't granite soap. Her skin is tough as leather, it holds up in any weather.
Nonsense! I've attended Vassar, Wellesley, and the Sorbonne in Paris. So pay attention, Ellie, to my lady lessons, Ellie. And you'll end up a lady like me.
Ha, diggity, I'm a lady!
Beware of politicians who claim that they'll build you a pie in the sky, because when it comes down to it, folks, they always use your dough. This is the Jason Kirtman Show.
Thank you.
That was B.B. King and the Bobby Blue Band with Every Day I Have the Blues. Here's Babysittin' Boogie by Buzz Clifford.
My girl babysits for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby hears the beating man, it is a shock when he goes. A rockin' type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby wanna sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes.
Boogie on your day.
He isn't too young to really feel the beat. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands and he taps his feet. And he sings. He is a holly-golly bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. I know there isn't anyone to take the bet, but surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set as he goes.
Come on, I like that.
He strolls in a stroller with the radio on. It doesn't go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group with a low-down voice. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead, he says,
boogie, 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 oh, man.
I was traveling and I was in one of our larger airports and they were playing airport music and it was Achy Breaky Heart. You know what? Don't tell your heart. But love it or hate it, everybody knows Achy Breaky Heart. If you have been to a wedding in the South in the last 17, 18 years, you have seen a bunch of people who thought they could dance out there trying to line dance to Achy Breaky Heart. I love the song, and once you get it on your brain, there it is. I went into the ladies' restroom, music still playing, and it was typical. It had sink, 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 sink all the way down. Then it had that long mirror all the way here. And then it had stall, 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 stall. And all the stall doors were open. What was not typical was there was only one other woman in an airport restroom. She was at the end sink down there, and she was my age. She could have been somebody's grandmother. And she was dancing to Achy Breaky Heart and watching herself in the mirror. Now, I do not mean that she was keeping time to Achy Breaky Heart. She was watching herself, and whatever the song said about a body part, she emphasized that. You can tell my lips. You can tell my lips. Tell my fingertips. You know, you can tell my arms. She would do like this. She was oblivious to the fact that I was standing over there. I didn't know whether to go and get her by the shoulders and say, get a grip. Don't let the airlines get you down. Get a grip. Or go out on the concourse and get six or seven women and come in and we do a line dance right again. There's a part in the song and that you come to it every so often and it goes, woo, in the song. When it got to that part, she went full throttle. Woo! Then she started turning, dancing this way. Didn't know I was there. And I thought, oh, no, she's going to moon the mirror. I can tell this is, where can I go? I don't want to see this. I don't want to be involved. But when she got back here, that woo part came up again. And she just went, woo, and started dancing again this way. And she saw me. And even though I had been watching her, when she saw me, we both went, ah, ah. Awful. And I said to her, are you okay? And she said, oh, yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. I was trying to get the water to cut on. I I travel all the time, and I just figured she didn't, so I would help her. I said, well, it's motion activated. You just put your hand under that faucet. It'll work for you. Oh, I wish you could have seen the look she gave me. She said, you try it. I dragged my little rolling cart, and I had my purse, and I came over to the sink next to it. I said, just put your hand under there and do it like that, and when you come this way, well, I'll be darned, when you come this way, the thing won't go. You can tell my lips to tell my fingertips going around. It didn't come on. I said, I'll get this on for you. I'm a frequent flyer. I took my purse off, put it in this sink. It turned on. The water came gushing down into the thing. I grabbed the purse. She's trying to get water. It cut off. We couldn't get it to cut on. And I said, let me just get back. Let me just see if I can do it. And I found myself dancing. And I thought, I'm gonna get it. I said, boom. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. And it was going. I said, wait a minute. Do not fear. I will do it. And I went all the way back into the stall and was standing as far as I could. The backs of my legs hit the porcelain, and I said, here I come. I'm coming out. This'll do it. Boom, boom, stomping. Got this far and heard something flush behind me. Came out and got up here again, just going to town, and the part came up again where it said, woo. So being funny, I just threw myself into it. I said, woo. She said, don't throw up your right arm. The paper towels will shoot out.
Hello, folks. Jason Kurtman here once again, wanting to thank you for listening to The Jason Kurtman Show and encouraging you to go out and make some memories with your kids. Spend some time with your kids because, after all, that's really one way to make yourself immortal. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show, where the nickel soda pop is alive and well. That was The Stroll by the Diamonds. Here's the Charlie Daniels Band with one of their classics. I don't even think I'll announce this one. You'll recognize it right off.
Soul, think I'm better than you. What's that? get bed, you're going with Rex, I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Those eyes won't lose in Georgia and the devil deals cards. If you win, you get the shining fiddle made of gold. If you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start to show it fire. Put from his fingertips, he rolled up his bow and then he pulled his bow across the strings and it made evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Said, you know, you're pretty good, old son. You just flop down in that chair out there. I'm gonna show you how this stuff's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run.
Bells in the house of the rising sun.
Chicken in the bed, pan picking out door. Landing is your dog like no chalo.
You see them.
Well, that old devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. He went over and laid that golden fiddle down on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, come on back if everyone will try again. And I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best he's ever been. You ready?
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. You don't like no Jono.
Thank you for coming. We love you. God bless you. Good night.
A spokesman for the Seattle Fire Department has advised that fire is not the method to use to kill a spider. His comment follows an incident in which firefighters were called to put out a blaze caused by a man who had made an improvised blowtorch with which he had been trying to burn a spider. The man is reported to have used spray paint and a lighter to pursue the spider, which he saw in the laundry room of a rented house in Seattle. The spider tried to scurry behind the wall, so the man sprayed flames on the wall, which caught fire. The fire spread to the ceiling as attempts to put it out with water failed, so the man left the house and called the fire department. Nobody was injured during the fire. What happened to the spider is unknown, but the spokesman said he's pretty sure it did not survive.
Hey, Paul! Guess what I am?
Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, you're that Perkin jar of Instant Maxwell House coffee. It's a good thing, too, because it's time to tell the folks about Instant Maxwell House and why it's so good. Instant Maxwell House is real Perk coffee in a jar. That's why you get that real Perk flavor in your cup. Mmm. You'll like it. So remember...
If you get crossways of me, and you'll think a thousand of brick have fell on you. That was To Do Run Run by the Crystals. Here's the Beverly Hillbillies again with Vittles.
What you're cooking for Vittles, Ray? What you're cooking for Vittles, Ray? What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do we got?
Oh, we got owl soup, jowl soup, and a little fowl soup. Fried striped bits, skinny and white bits, hog belly, frog belly, cooked a nice possum jelly. That's what's a cooking in my pot.
Doggies.
Yeah, Granny, what else we got?
Yeah, Granny, what else we got?
What we are eating for Vittles, Granny? What we are eating for Vittles, Granny? We's a starving. What else do you got?
I'll take another peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, are you looking, Granny?
Yeah. I see fish.
Fish? Doggy, what kind of fish?
Catfish, that fish. There's a real delicious fish. Stiff squirrel, stuffed squirrel, tender and tough squirrel. Goose eggs, loose eggs, and I'll introduce eggs that you never ate before.
She fainted.
Granny, hurry up with the vittles. Miss Drysdale turned green and fainted for your good cooking.
Yeah, Granny, tell us more. Makes my mouth water.
What we are eating for vittles, Granny? What we are eating for vittles, Granny? We're plumb hungry. What do you got?
I'll take another peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do you got?
Ooh, I see gizzards.
Gizzards? Doggies. Double doggy. What kind of gizzards?
Gizzards chopped up in gravy and they're sopped up. Black-eyed peas fried in a little hook hide. Hot beaver, cold beaver, young and very old beaver. That's what's a-stewing in my pot.
That's what we eat. That's what we eat. That's what we eat. The very best.
A court in Allentown, Pennsylvania has established an important point in American law. I don't necessarily agree with it. Matter of fact, I don't agree with it at all, but now wearing baggy pants in court is okay, at least in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The ruling came in a case in which a judge was hearing an appeal against a $50 fine imposed on an 18-year-old in a lower court. The fine had been given to Adam Dennis for his clothing at a hearing in May. His lawyers appealed, saying that baggy pants did not constitute contempt of court. Arguing on the basis of an earlier case in which it was ruled that failing to stand up when the judge enters the court does not deserve a criminal contempt conviction. The judge who imposed the fine is reported to have a sign on his door asking visitors to pull up their pants. As for me, I personally believe it's a very important sign of respect to be properly and formally attired, at least somewhat formally attired, when you have to appear in court. And a sign of disrespect, in my opinion, is contempt of court. What do we gotta do? We gotta bring back the nickel soda pop. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of a misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. Time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. And I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless. Then my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and the tears are shining, honey, sweet more than just a day. Just a day.
That was I Just Can't Help Believing by Mr. B.J. Thomas. Here's the Blues Brothers with Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, my baby, guess you better slow that Mustang down. You've been running
I'd like to take this time to thank the stations that carry the Jason Kirtman Show, starting with 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and also 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, the sister station. I'd like to thank Greg Martin and all the good people at the Leading Edge Radio Network in Dallas, Texas, and my friend Jerry over in Vancouver, Washington at AM 1290. Also, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, which stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. Oldies Radio in Cairo, and proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also, Dean and all the good people at OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com in Columbia, South Carolina. And I'm not going to forget Michaela Parton at Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona. And Steve Jarrett and all the good people that hang out in the chat room at Q-Star Radio in Tampa, Florida. Don and all the programming committee folks in Occidental, California, thank you for having the Jason Kirtman Show on KOWS Radio 107.3 FM. And Andy, David, Fred, and Liz, what would I do without you? There at WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. David Garlock with Radio EZ and Retro Gold out of Seattle, Washington, and also the music player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. My latest affiliate is AM 1700 Radio Richmond in San Francisco, California. Thank you, Matt, for carrying the Jason Kirtman Show. And I want to thank all of you for listening to the Jason Kirtman Show. As always, I have a great, fantastic, wonderful time putting this program together because every time I do, it brings back memories of me growing up in the tail end of the nickel soda pop generation. One of my favorite memories that I have is probably about 1974, 1975. I and a buddy, a neighbor, I'm only about 4 or 5 years old, sitting on the front porch wearing a frayed straw hat and toting a couple of cap pistols and going to town on a frozen strawberry popsicle. I remember that, and I remember my mom coming out of the house and taking a photograph of that memory, taking a photograph of that moment, I should say. And every time I put together this program, I think of memories like that. Do you have memories like that? I sure would like to hear about them. Go to my website, jasonkirtman.com, C-U-R-T-M-A-N.com, and send me an email through the contact page telling me about your memories. I'd love to read them on the air. Also, check out all of the affiliate stations that carry the Jason Kirtman Show. Check out their websites. They've got beautiful websites. You won't regret that you did. And thank you all for listening. I'm going to leave you now with Mr. Sam Cooke. Nothing can change this love. I hope you all have a fantastic week. God bless you. Godspeed. And keep making the nickel soda pop memories today.
If I go a million miles away, I'd write a letter each and every day, 'cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Make me weep and you can make me cry, see me coming and you can pass me by. But honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Lord, you're the apple of my eye, your cherry pie, and oh, your cake and ice cream, and all your sugar and spice, and everything nice. You're the girl of my dreams. But if you wanted to leave me and roam, when you got back, I'd just say, welcome home. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Oh, 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 yeah. I know that nothing can ever change the love I have for you.